Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! Welcome to Love Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. I'm your host, and today I'm bringing to you people from all over the world and all walks of life who are here to share with you their journey around the Law of Attraction and how it's changed their life. And today's guest, Maureen, her story is miraculous. I am so excited for her to share it. So I'll tell you more about how we met, but first let me tell you a little bit about Maureen. So her name is Maureen Gates Faubert, and she is an internationally certified and licensed Heal Your Life coach and workshop teacher, and she's passionate about healing from dis-ease. And her company is called Head to Start, Connecting to Your Truth. And again, Maureen and I were on a webinar with my dear friend, Victoria Johnson, which many of you have been listening to me for a while know Victoria's my buddy, and she's done events with me, and she's done, I had a commercial on there for a while. She was a sponsor. So Maureen has been, she and I were on this webinar, I don't know, 4 Sundays in a row. And so she shared her story this last Sunday. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need you on my podcast because I love stories around what she's going to share. But before I give out the goodies, Maureen, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here and share my story.
I love it. I love it. And so tell me, Maureen, how did you come into the Law of Attraction and how has it changed your life?
How I came into a Law of Attraction was when I had a near-death experience. I had a bowel perforation and it put me on life support for 12 to 14 days. And when I was on the operating table, I had passed and went to the other side and saw my grandma, my dad's mom, who I never knew on the earth. She welcomed me to the other side. And that's where I found peace. I had no pain. It was beautiful. The realm was an amazing, beautiful place to be. I had no worries. I wasn't worried about my children, who were 8 and 5 at the time, very young, still needing their mama. And it allowed me to feel physically well in that moment in time. Then I came back and I passed again for a very short time, and my mother's voice, sorry, tears. Mm-hmm. My mother's voice brought me back to this earth when she saw me being wheeled out of the room and yelled, Maureen. I woke up and came back. And then about 12 to 14 days later, I was removed from life support. I lived, obviously I'm here today. And I was laying there praying and just saying, I can't do this anymore. This is too hard for me. I have fought long and hard. I'm done. Done. I had lost like 35 pounds, which means I was under 100 pounds at this point. And I was very weak physically and emotionally. And right in that moment in time, I had a spirit appear. A spirit that was in the corner of the room. To me, it represented Jesus Christ. And he was kind of sitting there. I don't say floating. He was sitting there. Obviously, if he was in the corner of a room and near the roof, he was floating, I suppose. There, with his legs crossed and his hands out and saying, give it to me. And being that I've always tried to control my destiny, my life plan, I've always had life plans. In that moment, I went, you can have this. Is I am done trying to control the outcome of this situation. Handed it over, went to sleep. The next morning, the nurses were changing my packing, my dressing. I had an open wound because I was septic. And the nurse said, look how well this is healing. And that was the beginning of my healing path. And I realized right in that moment that true healing does exist. And I continued to move on my life.
How long did it take you to heal at that point? Did you heal rather quickly?
Oh, well, Probably another 4 months, I'd say, mm-hmm. before I was completely back to where I was before and beyond, actually. So it still took me 4 months. However, considering that I was septic, I mean, I was swollen up like a balloon. I was oozing liquid from my body everywhere. To come out of that situation with no other damages to my body, none of my organs shut down, everything is intact, fine, wonderful, to come out of it and 4 months later, jump into my car and go for a ride in my car by myself to do what I needed to do. That's a miracle.
Yeah.
And I remember being asked by somebody, now that you're here, what is it that you believe you're doing on this earth? What is it that you're here for? And the first thing that popped out was, for my children. I need to be here for my children. And that person responded and says, Maureen, you're here for so much more than your children. And I never argued. I took that in. And luckily, I was fortunate enough to see my children grow. My oldest will be 30 mm-hmm. this year. And my son just celebrated his 26th birthday on Monday. So I have been able to be here to watch my children grow and help them grow. So back to my dear near-death experience. About 4 to 5 years later, I was introduced to Louise Hay and just embraced her teaching and others and other books and other helping aids and self-help and self-help growth aids that came into my life. A coach came into my life. And that is when I learned to connect from my head to my heart. Mm-hmm. And understand the emotions that are locked within my body. So back even before I had the near-death experience, I founded the Canadian Organization for Rare Disorders because I had been diagnosed with a rare connective tissue disease. And so I felt I needed help and support and information, and I could just spread that around to all over the world, it ended up being, and help others throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And I did millions. It was wonderful. I connected. And I knew I always wanted to help them. Inadvertently, I helped myself and my family grow and taught them. So when I was introduced to Louise Hay, I mean, you can receive all the information you want on these rare diseases. You can create support groups. You can do what you need to do on a logical left brain level. If you don't connect to those emotions, you missed the true healing that you're meant here to experience. Mm-hmm. So through Louise Hay and the coach I had at the time really helped me to connect those emotions that were causing dis-ease in my body. Mm-hmm. I then started to read a book from Dr. Christiane Northrup, where right in her book, she says, our emotions get stuck in the connective tissue. That was an aha moment to me. I went, oh my goodness, I have been living, I was born with this genetic disease, according to the geneticists and doctors. I've been living all of my life stuffing my emotions into the connective tissue of my body and henceforth exhibiting that physical dis-ease. That was, like, again, the true awakening. And even before that, and from there moving forward, I realized I could release those emotions. So whenever anything happens in my life, whenever I feel physically unwell or a situation like last October, I fell downstairs. Mm-hmm. And I looked at that, and in that moment I had to stop. I was on my back for 6 weeks trying to get better, and angry that I had to stop, disappointed that I wasn't able to go visit my daughter in Vancouver. We had to cancel our flight and another get together with my close cousins. However, I have had to stop. I stopped in that moment and started to look at, why am I here once again? Mm-hmm. I truly thought that once I embraced and became that internationally certified and licensed life coach and teacher, that I was there. I got it. I had it. I came to realize that I did not, and I still had so much more to learn. While I was laying on my back and getting up and around once in a while, I was writing blogs of healing and connecting to these emotions, listening to the messages that were in my lower back and the reasons that I had gotten there in the first place. And who was I looking at the minute I fell down those stairs? What caused me to be there? So now in these times, we are in isolation. Mm-hmm. We are made to stop and be still. Mm-hmm. I've had to do that.
It's a gift, isn't it? It's a gift to take this time. And I've had tons of experiences around healing my body or letting my body heal me. That's how I say it. My body healed me because if something happened, instead of going, oh, you know, poor me, or like I was injured, or, but I'm always like, what is within me that needs to be healed? Because oftentimes I get like a back pain that comes out of nowhere. And so because I, you know, follow Louise Hay and I've been studying this, Denise Lynn, who's my soul coaching teacher, is the same stuff, is listening to your body. But the lessons that you learn from being on your back and the lessons that people are learning right now from being at home is heard better when we're still, isn't it?
So much so. And now I look back at this and, you know, why? And I don't like to ask whys. I always ask how and what and when and where. However, I look back at this and why was I on my back? Why did I have this injury? It taught me that it's okay to stop, slow down, reconnect, and listen to your body. Mm-hmm. Understand right now why we're here, where we're at, and being okay with it. I'm totally fine with being still. Mm-hmm. I'm totally fine with connecting with me. I meditate. I do movement. I connect to what something's, you know, a sensation in my body. I allow it to speak to me and overcome it and listen to its message and heal from that. And it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in minutes. It can take many years and many months and many weeks to finally get to the root of the cause. Mm-hmm. So for me, that near-death experience and that dying and being on the other side and having that spirit come to me and healing me, I'm okay with death. It's safe. It's mm-hmm. another level of who we are. It's a transformation in our life. It is a beautiful place to be. I have no fear. I'm comfortable.
Yeah. And that's what we talked about right before we got on. And it's something I've been thinking a lot about with this coronavirus, because I think most people are afraid of dying. That's why the fear is so loud, that fear of dying. I don't have that fear of dying either. I worked with the dying as a hospice nurse, but also I had my own spiritual awakening through meditation, as many people know. But every person that has been through what you've been through has this awareness of like, death is not the worst thing. And when, this is the point, what I love that you're here, is when we don't make death the worst thing, what not living is the worst thing, I believe. We need to live more and not hide and not, you know, be so afraid of dying. So that's my encouragement to people is, how could we live more and not be afraid of dying? And I know you're nodding your head. I know you're in absolute agreement with this, right?
Yes, very much so. It's interesting as you're speaking, what came to me as you were speaking is having that near-death experience has given me the freedom to live.
Tell us more about that. I love these stories about what really shifted in you.
Okay. What really shifted?
Like before this happened, before you had this NDE, were you like most people afraid of dying? And then when you experienced, I guess, can you bring us into that experience is what I'm asking.
Was I afraid of dying? Did I even consider it? Not particularly. I mean, there was the average fear that I had of dying, mainly leaving behind those that don't die with you. So when I experienced that near-death experience and had that peace and connected with my family on the other side, and you see things, how do I explain this? You see things so differently when you're on the other side of this veil and this world, and you feel things completely differently there. I innately knew that my children were going to be okay. I knew that at the other, on the other side, I knew they were going to be okay. Did I understand that me coming back to help them and guide them and coach them through their life so that they could be successful in their own right, emotionally and academically? No, I didn't know that answer because that was not given to me. I just knew innately that my children were going to be okay. However, when you come back out of that realm and you're back in your human body in the, and all the physical things around you, I started to feel guilty. I felt guilty as a mom that I had no fear, I had no concern, and I had no worry, knowing that innately I knew my children were going to be fine. I felt guilty that I didn't worry about them on the other side of the veil. So that's a human experience when I came back. When we're on the other side, we don't have those worries, those fears, the concerns. We don't live in those trepidations. We don't live in the physical realm. We're in a spiritual realm where there's beauty, peace, and light.
Did you feel like you were home? Like that was where you belonged?
Did I feel like, no, I didn't feel like okay. I was, the feeling was euphoria. The feeling was, it's okay. It's okay. You're here now and you're safe. It was a safety. It was a place to be safe. I didn't feel at home. I believe that I was at the beginning of my journey to the other side when it happened, because I only died for, I don't know how long I was gone for. I was dead for a while. Minutes, probably. So I was at the beginning of my journey to the other side of the realm, to the other side of that veil. Did I feel like home? Not at that point, no. I know that I had this visual of looking out onto the physical earth, looking out to my family. I know that's what I saw. I saw, I know my grandma was beside me, or kind of beside my right shoulder behind me. She always is. And I knew that I could see out to the world, to my family. And there was just peace and okay and beauty and wonder. And it was fine. I was okay there.
Were you upset when you came back though? When you came back into the body?
I was upset. I was upset at myself for feeling that way, for experiencing that, for not having the worries, for having to fight to live, for having to come into this physical body and relive physically what I was going through, the pain, the recovery, the tubes, the medical profession, the everything, the everything that we deal with every day in our lives and beyond. So yeah, I was angry, disappointed, upset.
You know, Denise Lynn, my soul coaching teacher, have you heard of Denise Lynn? She's a Hay House author as well. Yeah. So she actually had a near-death experience too when she was 17. And I'm rereading her book, which is called If I Can Forgive, So Can You. And but she talks about how when she came back, the pain started over because she was shot. That's why she had a near-death experience. And when she came back, though, she went in the hospital. She kept having these spirits come to her. And so, but they were actually kind of scary for her, but they also, once she got past the fear of it, she actually was reassured by them, in the spirits. And, it's really transformative. I mean, what she does now really started because of that near-death experience. She, everything changed in her life because of that. So I love that you actually saw Jesus.
Yeah.
And I also love, this is what I wanted to come back to, because it's such a great story. I didn't want to stop you, but I want to come back to the fact that he said, give it to me.
Yes.
Give it to me. And I'm not sure if people listened to my soul session a while ago about, we can do hard. One of the things I suggested is to give your pain and your suffering to spirit, give it to God, give it to your angels, give it to whoever. But that feeling of just here. And I love that. And when you started to heal, once you did, you gave it to him. Is that right?
Within hours. Within hours, I started to heal. In hours. I mean, for them to physically see that my wound, which was an open wound and had pus coming out of it because of the sepsis, for them to physically see the healing by the eye the next morning, it happened immediately. I was healing. That was the beginning of my healing. That's the beginning of healing my life. And yeah, I knew at that point I wanted to share that with other people. I wanted other people to experience, to know that you can heal your life. You just need to give it away. Give that control away. Embrace your heart. Embrace your soul. Listen to those desires and know that you can heal your life. It's possible. I've been there, done that, seen it.
And do you have any health problems now? Are you cured of your health problems?
I'm healthier now at 62 than I was when I was 20.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Even so when falling down those stairs, you know.
But did that lead you to Louise Hay's work after the stairs?
No, after a few years after my near-death experience.
Okay.
I've been reading, changing, growing, healing for at least 15 years now. And it was just last year that I decided that I wanted to become that international teacher and work and life coach so that I could share my message with the world and teach others how to heal their life, to embrace that, to know I have those certifications that gives me the authority to teach what I already knew.
Yes, absolutely. And you have the stories to back it up. And now everybody here is listening to my podcast has heard your story. And that's the thing I always tell people, like, go to the people who have been through it. And Maureen, you've been through it. You get it. And I preach all the time, hey, people, there's no miracle that cannot happen. We can heal our bodies. We can heal our lives. But oftentimes, like you learned, we need to do that emotional work and really reflect back on that. It's a lot of self-love. This is why you and I were drawn to Louise Hay's work, because it is miraculous and it does work. So I'm so grateful that you came on my show, Maureen, and shared your story. I know people are going to want to know how to reach out to you. What is the best way that they can connect with you?
They can, a number of things. Goodness, they can phone me at 403-394-5159.
Email me, Canada, by the way.
It's Canada, yes, Canada. Uh-huh. Email me at hellohedtoheart.ca. So it's hello@headtoheart.ca. And of course, my website is www.headtoheart.ca, where I have written about my experiences. I have several blogs, and blogs are my healers too. I write my blogs so other people can read the blogs and learn that it's okay to feel the way you feel. And it's okay when you do that, that you will experience healing.
Yes. Awesome. Well, Maureen, thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm so glad you lived through this so you can tell the rest of us what the truth is about life and love and healing and spirit. And I'm so on board with all of that, even though I've not had an NDE. I know with all my heart what you're saying is true. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity. Thank light you. And love.
Yes, light and love. And everyone for listening, thank you for listening. If you have a story you want to share on my podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Just go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And I hope you have a wonderful day and are inspired by what Maureen said. Definitely reach out to her. She's amazing. And listen to your bodies, listen to your heart, and know that nothing is impossible and you are a miraculous being. So thank you everyone for listening. Have a wonderful day and happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.